I want to make quite sure that it's good value, but I want it to be great architecture. And those things can come together. I think it's really important that this, which will probably be the biggest single project that is commissioned in the city for some time, is really well done. And so I'm proposing a design competition which will raise the it will raise the profile both of the project and of Bristol.
Who would be able to enter such a competition, and have you got any sort of terms and conditions applied to it as to how it might look?
Well, we're going to work closely with the RIBA and other advisors who run design competitions. Obviously, I've been the judge of lots in my time as an architect. But there are several levels of competition, so I don't really want to say anything about that until we've been through the various options. But I want to make quite sure that we have the sort of competition that doesn't attract one of those projects that turns into twice the price, a la Scottish Parliament.
Are you setting a ceiling on cost then? Because obviously cost is important here.
Yeah, we will. This is will be done with the Local Enterprise Partnership, and we're advancing the project in terms of feasibility and structure, and we will be setting a ceiling on cost, and I think that's going to be an essential part of it. And actually, that is part of good design, is being able to design within a cost. It's not clever to spend too much. But I'm afraid there are some competitions that do result in that, and I want to make quite sure this one is an exemplary one.
I think figures have been mentioned in the past. £80 million, was it, initially? I'm racking my brains. Have you got a figure in mind as to what that cost would be?
Yeah. £80 million is a reasonable working figure at the moment, yes.
And talk of solar panels as well as being part of this.
Well, I gave a talk the other night, a lecture, that was... there was an element of tongue-in-cheek about it, about my lecture. Of course, anything I say now gets taken incredibly seriously. Rightly so. And I even said the sun will always shine on these solar panels. But what I'm saying is that this will be a sustainable building. So I'm not saying it's got to be covered in solar panels, but that is an option, and I think could be quite an exciting one, actually, in the position next to Temple Meads, one of the first buildings people will see on arrival to Bristol. It should be something really interesting, different, but it should say that this is an energy-efficient building that is part of the whole greening of Bristol.
And a timetable, I think we've talked about 2016 for delivery in the past. Is that still roughly what you're working to?
Yes, I would say that it's a four-year project. It's difficult to deliver a project from scratch in less than 4 years of this scale. It'll be a year or two in the planning and then in the construction. So I think 4 years is reasonable. It's certainly my target to do it within 4 years.